Give us a brief timeline for this case.
I mean, the case has been going on almost 2 years now. So in February of 2017 was when the original complaint was served against me. It eventually was amended. And in June of this year, the district court dismissed the case against me and found that what I had posted in a Facebook comment was not materially false and was, in fact, substantially true, and thus not subject to a libel claim.
Okay.
And since then, the oil and gas company suing me has appealed that ruling, and in between that period of time, we filed for payment of my attorney fees at the district court level, and then most recently, the district court has awarded me my attorney fees, but the appeal process is still ongoing. They're two separate tracks at this point.
You know, it was interesting. I was reading the judgment about the attorney's fees yesterday, and at one point in the judgment, the judge says SGI's reasoning about the facts in the original case is, quote, sophistry dressed up as legal principle. I thought that was really interesting, you know, because sophistry is the practice of using clever arguments that sound convincing but are, in fact, false. What does that say to you about this case?
Well, I mean, I knew from the get-go, going back to February of 2017, that the complaint that was leveled against me was bogus. Like every other court, I'm sure the docket at the district court here is quite full. And in judicial rulings or otherwise, it's worth noting that these kinds of lawsuits are a waste of public resources. And if the judge is a little curt in his wording and kind of to the point, I think it's deserved.
What is a slap suit?
It stands for Strategic Lawsuit Against Public Participation. And it's basically a tactic that is used to silence criticism, shut down and stifle community engagement through various tools of harassment via the legal system.
To me, it seems like overkill to have a multi-million or multi-billion dollar corporation suing one person. Can you talk about that?
I mean, I can't speak to their motivations beyond the fact that it appears to be harassment. Yeah, it's a company owned by people with a lot of money, and I'm not a man of a lot of means. I'm a working class person. I wish I could say I was surprised. I'm not surprised. I've worked in this business for a while, and I've seen how powerful corporations act and how sometimes there's arrogance and an entitlement that goes with that.
Well, just one last question, Peter. Could you just recap the next step?
We have a conversation with the judge, my attorney and the SGI attorney and the judge on my legal fees that were awarded later this month. The appeal process is underway. SGI filed its appeal. We filed our reply. SGI has one more response. Then after that, at some point in the future, the appellate court will schedule an oral briefing.
Well, Pete Kolbenschlag, thanks very much for talking with me, and good luck with this.
All right. Thanks.